First, though, let's go back further in England's literary tradition, back to Elizabethan England, William Shakespeare's England. The bard was the inventor of many, many words, but new research suggests that this might be more hype than reality. The world's Nina Porzucchi has this story.
Swagger, grovel, gossip, hint, critic. Scholars say 1,600 words have come to us from William Shakespeare. You can't type in the bard's name on YouTube without coming up with a treatise on what he's done for the English language.
He gave us handy words like eyeball, puppy dog, and anchovy, and more show-offy words like dauntless, besmirch, and lackluster. And a nation of tea drinkers finally took him to their hearts when he invented the hobnob.
The hobnob, I'm told by my British colleagues, is a cookie. So how did Shakespeare get credit for inventing words like puppy dog and lackluster? The answer is the Oxford English Dictionary. You know the dictionary famous for recording the origins of words?
There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of amateurs combing through every printed text they could find to identify the earliest use of a particular word or phrase.
James Shapiro, a Shakespeare scholar at Columbia University, says when researchers first began putting together the Oxford English Dictionary in the late 19th century, they manually scoured printed texts in search of the first written references of words. And he says the OED relied heavily on Shakespeare's text to pinpoint the origins of many, many new words in print. And all's well that ends well, except, says Shapiro, that the advent of the computer and digital databases has changed everything.
And it turns out that computers are better than hundreds of amateurs at finding this kind of material.
Computers analyzing thousands upon thousands of texts have revealed that not only did Shakespeare not invent all of these words, he might not have been the first to write them all down either. One of these recently debunked words you just might recognize.
Puke would be an example of, sorry, I know that's not a very polite word. He used to be the first citation for that, and he isn't anymore.
That's Catherine Connor-Martin, head of U.S. Dictionaries at Oxford University Press. She says, of course the bard didn't invent all these words.
After all, if he were just going around inventing words all the time, no one would have understood what the people in his plays were saying. So it's more accurate to think of it as he was recording the language of his time.
But really, whether he invented the words or not doesn't really matter, says scholar James Shapiro.
It's not the words you choose, but the way you use those words. If you ask me what the most famous words in Shakespeare are, they're commonplace words. To be or not to be.
Not to be. That is the question.
The list of catchphrases and clever lines goes on and on. A quick trip to the web again.
Without him, we'd never eat our flesh and blood out of house and home. We'd have to say good riddance to the green-eyed monster, and breaking the ice would be as dead as a doornail. If you tried to get your money's worth, you'd be given short shrift, and anyone who laid it on with a trowel could be hoist with his own petard.
What gave birth to all of this inventiveness in language, says Shapiro, is the very climate of Elizabethan London. There were no rules, no authority dictating what meant what, or even how to spell the word what. And while new words and Shakespeare's clever turns of phrase delight us to this day, for Shapiro, even just a single word can capture the imagination.
When King Lear, holding his dead daughter Cordelia in his arms, says the words, never, never, never,
never, never, never.
You get the point. For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi.